启示录
Revelations
第三章
Chapter 3
启示录第三章
Revelation Chapter
3从第七节读起
Let's start from verse 7
你要写信给腓拉帖芬教会的使者说那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能开 关了就没有人能关能开的说
Verse 7 And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write These things says He who is true, holy, he who is true He who has the key of David He who opens and no one shuts And shuts and no one opens
我知道你的行为你略有一点力量也曾遵守我的道没有弃绝我的名看来我在你面前给你一个敞开的门是无人能关的
I know your works See I have set before you an open door And no one can shut it For you have a little strength Have kept my word And have not denied my name
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人其实不是犹太人乃是说谎话的我要使他们来在你脚前下拜也使他们知道我早已经爱你了我是已经爱你了
Indeed, I will make known, I will make those of synagogue of Satan who said they are Jews and are not, but lied. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.
你既遵守我忍耐的道我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept my commandment to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
我必快来,你要持守所有的,免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown.
得胜的,我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子,他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我的神的名和我神城的名这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷并我的新名都写在它上面
He who overcomes I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God and he shall go out no more I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God the new Jerusalem which comes down out of heaven from my God and I will write on him my new name
圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听
He who has an ear Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches
我们再有点简单的祷告
Let's have some simple word of prayer
主啊我们感谢你这一次你召聚我们在一起
Lord I thank you that you call us together to this time
我们知道这一定有你的美意因为你要对我们每一个人说话
We know that you have the wonderful purpose because you will speak to each one of us
我们把今天晚上这点时间交在你的手中
We put in your hand this time tonight.
主啊，我们虽然空手的来，但愿叫我们能饱满的回去。
Although we come with empty hand, but we want to go back full.
主啊，我们愿意带着你自己的同在和你自己的荣耀回去。
We want to go back with your presence and your glory.
我们何等需要你对我们说话，叫我们能够重新得力，能够起来跟随你。
We so much need you to speak to us so that we can be strengthened once again.
我们感谢你为这今天这样的时间，我们再一次把自己交在你的手中。
Lord, we thank you because for a time like this today that we put ourselves in your hand.
但愿凡有耳的都能听见你的话。
May we all have ear to hear your words.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.我们知道这一次我们在周末在一起大概一共有三次的时间我们一同来看主的话
I know that this time, this weekend we have three times gathering together to look at the word of the Lord
我觉得主把一样的负担放在我的心中
I felt that the Lord has put one burden in my heart
我知道这里有一些话对于许多跟随主很久的弟兄姊妹是很熟悉的
And I believe some of these words are very familiar to those who have followed the Lord for a long time.
但是主不只带领第一代，主也带领第二代、第三代他的儿自己的儿女。
But the Lord did not only lead the first generation, He also lead the second and third generation to be His son.
有的话对第一代的人也许是非常的熟悉。
Maybe to the first generation, these words are very familiar.
但是对第二代或者第三代神的儿女，就我们就我相信这些话也是对他们是很重要的。
But to the second or third generation, maybe these words are very important to them.
我们为什么在这里聚集？
Why do we gather here today?
尤其在洛杉矶有这么多的聚会。
Especially in Los Angeles, where there's all these different meetings.
我们知道弟兄们今天在这里聚会有一个目的的。
We know that the brethren's gathering here has a purpose.
个人跟随主一条路走的。
Everyone who follows the Lord has a way that he must go.
教会今天跟随主也是一条路要走的。
The church follow the Lord also have this way that they go on.
那到底今天个人往哪里去？
So today, where is everybody going?
教会往哪里去？
Where is the church going?
今天我们跟随主个人的路在哪里？
Today, when we follow the Lord individually, where is our way?
今天当教会往前去，教会的路到底在哪里？
When the church is moving forward today, where is the way for the church?
那因着在以往的历史里面，
Because of the history in the past,
许多神儿女受了很多的伤痛，
Many children of God was hurt.
所以他们就觉得有一些问题我们不要再去摸它了。
And they felt that because of that, there are some questions that they do not want to go touch anymore.
我们只要爱主，只要属灵就可以了。
We just want to love the Lord, we want to be spiritual.
那个人的问题还简单一点，教会的问题就太复杂了。
Personal problem is simpler, but the problem with the church is too complicated.
那因着这个缘故，你会发现等到年轻的一代起来跟随主的时候，
And because of this reason, you see that when the young people come up to follow the Lord,
他们只知道说父母这样聚会，我们也这样的聚会。
They only knew that our parents gathered this way, therefore we gather this way.
他们以为说弟兄们今天在这里聚会，因为在有一些方式上有一些的坚持。
And they felt that we gather in this way is because the brethren has a certain insistence on a method.
也许在别的地方，也许在别的地方，聚会是一种的方式。
Maybe in other meeting there's another method.
也许聚会是一个，也许聚会是一个波饼聚会，也许一个月一次。
And maybe the breaking of bread will only happen once a month.
那或者擘饼的方式也不同。
And maybe the way they break the bread is different.
所以有的弟兄姊妹觉得，如果我们在一起聚会的话，我们有一定的方式，有一定的时候，那么这样的话就很习惯了。
So some brothers and sisters felt that if we have a certain method and how, when and how we meet, then everybody will be feeling comfortable.
我相信很多年轻的弟兄们，他们来一起聚会。
I believe the younger brother and sister, when they gather together to meet,
他们只知道说父母们是这样聚会的，所以我们也这样聚会。
They only knew that their parents gathered this way, so therefore they met that way.
那么到底教会往哪里去呢？
So where is the church going?
我们知道到保罗写信写到提摩太前书跟后书的时候。
We know that when Paul wrote the epistles of 1st and 2nd Timothy,
我们发现说保罗写到最后的两卷书，就是提摩太前书跟提摩太后书。
We know that when Paul wrote the last two epistles, which is 1st and 2nd Timothy,
就着他跟随主来说，已经到了冬天了。
According to his following of the Lord, it is in the winter time.
当他写哥帖撒罗尼迦前书后书，那是属灵的春天。
When he wrote the 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, it is the springtime of his following the Lord.
那么然后呢，到了第二组书信，就是写到罗马书，然后加拉太书，临前临后，那个可以说是讲到属灵的春，属灵的夏天。
And when he wrote the books of Romans and First and Second Corinthians, as well as Galatians, we know that this is the his spiritual summer.
那这个属灵的夏天不光是他自己的。
And this spiritual summer is not only for himself.
他所服侍的教会实在也进到这个阶段里面去。
And the churches that he served also went into the summer.
当属灵春天的时候，那个气氛是个家庭的气氛。
And also when he when it was the spiritual spring, it is a atmosphere of the family.
所以你读到帖撒罗尼迦前书后书，那个气氛给你的感觉乃是家庭的感觉。
So when you read 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, you have the sense of a family.
所以保罗说，我对你们，保罗对于帖撒罗尼迦圣徒说，他好像父亲，好像母亲一样。
So therefore, Paul can say to the saints in Thessalonica that he is like a father or a mother to them.
但是当他写信给罗马的教会，或者加拉太众教，或者哥林多的教会。
But when he wrote to the churches in Rome, and as well as Galatians and Corinth.
那当那个这班圣徒已经从婴孩的阶段慢慢地进到了少年的阶段。
And the saints at the time, they already enter into maturity from infant stage.
From adolescent to
From adolescent into
from infanthood to adolescent.
Okay. Yeah. From infanthood into adolescent.
所以这个是他们属灵的夏天。
And this is their spiritual summer.
那他不只是面对这些在经过少年期的圣徒。
Not only he has faced these saints who are going through their adolescence.
因为他自己经过那个阶段，他能把他当初所学的能够帮助。同样一个时期的教会。
Because he has gone through such a stage, so therefore he can teach and help the saints who is going through that stage.
结果你发现那个气氛乃是学校的气氛。
And you find that that atmosphere is like the atmosphere of a school.
那这个时候保罗就把他们带到基督的学校里。
And at this time, Paul will bring them into the church of, I mean the school of Christ.
然后到了保罗的第三组书信。
And then you've gone to the third group of Paul's book.
那就是当他写以弗所书、加拉太、以弗所书，然后哥罗西书，还有腓立比书、腓立门书。
And that is when he wrote the book of Ephesians, the Colossians, and Philemon.
那么他写这些书的时候，事实上他所面对的教会是已经进到了成熟的阶段。
And when he wrote these epistles, the churches that he wrote to, they have already entered into maturity.
那他自己一定在主面要先成熟。
And he himself has already been mature before the Lord.
所以他就能把他在他属灵的秋天所学的一切，能帮助以弗所的教会、哥罗西的教会，还有腓立比的教会。
And therefore, because he has been mature before the Lord, so he could take what he learned in a spiritual fall to teach the brothers and sisters in Philadelphia, in Colossians, and Philippi.
所以等到他写提摩太前书、后书跟提托书的时候。
So therefore, when he wrote the book of Titus and 1st and 2nd Timothy,
你看见那个就来到了保罗属灵的冬天。
You see that Paul has gone enter into his summer. I'm sorry, winter stage of his spiritual life.
当他写第一组书信的时候，大概是主后52年、53年之间。
When he wrote the first epistles, is roughly about 52 after the Lord.
5年以后是第二组。
And about 5 years later, it is the second group.
再五年是第三组。
And then 5 years later, it is the third group.
再五年是第四组。
And another 5 years, it will be the fourth group.
所以你就会发现这四组的书信。
Then you will realize in this four group of epistles.
给我们看见基督徒成长过程里面，从春天到夏天到秋天，最后到冬天。
So from you will see from these four groups of books, the growth of the spiritual life of Christian is going from spring, summer, fall, and winter.
那么等到他写提摩太前书的时候
，and when he wrote First Timothy,
他就我们知道提摩太前书是写给提摩太的
，and we know that First Timothy was written to Timothy.
那么那里讲到应该怎样设立长老，应该讲到怎样设立执事。
And there it mentioned how to establish the overseer
and deacons. 那保罗说，他说如果我单言的话，你们在神的家中应当知道怎样行。
Paul there says, if I was delayed, you should know what to do in the house of God.
但是保提摩太所服侍的教会是以弗所教会。
But the church that Timothy served is the church of Ephesus.
以弗所可以说保罗花了很多的时间在那里耕耘，在那里栽培他们。
And the church of Ephesus is a church where Paul spent a lot of time cultivating them.
那以弗所的教会当然应当知道怎样行。
Of course, the church of Ephesus know how to do.
那为什么保罗说，如果我单言的话，你们在神的家中应当知道怎样行？
So why did Paul say this? That if he is delayed, then they should know what to do in the house of God.
以弗所的教会已经是个成熟的教会。
Because the church of Ephesus is already a church that is mature.
而且我们知道说，因为保罗在那里和他们同在那么长久。
And we know that Paul has spent a long time with them.
他有三年之久和以弗所的圣徒在一起。
He spent 3 years with the saints of Ephesus.
所以等到他要最后，他把以弗所长老请来和他们告别的时候。
So at the end, when he invited the elders of the, of Ephesus to say goodbye to
him, 他对他们说，凡是关乎神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
He said to them that whatever that is concerning the will of God, he has not
whole counsel of God's will.
The whole counsel of God's will, he has spoken to them.
所以可见在那个时候。
So you can see at that time,
你看以弗所，他们有一种属灵的光景，他们能接受所有神的旨意 ，whole counsel of God's will.
And you see that at that time, the saints in Ephesus has a condition that they can accept the whole counsel of God's will.
那么等到保罗在监狱里面写给以弗所教会的时候
，But when Paul became imprisoned and he wrote to the saint in Ephesus,
我们知道以弗所书乃是全本圣经启示最高的一本书。
We know that in the book of Ephesians, it is the highest revelation in the whole book of the Bible.
除非以弗所的教会，他的生命到一个境一种情形，他们不可能准备好接受这样的一封的书。
Unless the spirituality of the saints in Ephesus is prepared to such a point, there's no way for them to accept such a revelation.
因为那个启示那么高，就证明说他们的生命能跟得上那个启示。
It, because the revelation is so high, that proves the spiritual life of the Ephesians has
can follow. 所以我们知道保罗所服侍的教会是个成熟的，尤其是以弗所。你看，尤其是以弗所。
As, so we see that the churches that Paul served at the time, it is a mature church, especially the Ephesians.
那么现在他为什么要告诉提摩太
？So now, what does he want to tell Timothy?
你要怎样设立长老？
How to set up the elders?
你要怎样设立执事
？How to set up the deacons?
以弗所已经有长老了。
Because in Ephesus there is oversight.
而且保罗是把他们从以弗所请到米利都来了。
And Paul has already invited them the elders to
Miletus. Yeah. 所以既然他有这些长老们可以说是一直和保罗在一起的。
And these elders were with Paul.
那为什么现在还要告诉提摩太说你要怎样设立长老
？So why did Paul tell Timothy how to set up for elders？
原因就是不要忘记，这个以弗所的教会也到了属灵的冬天。
And the reason is because the church of Ephesians has already gone to the spiritual winter.
那些长老有的已经慢慢开始凋零了。
And some of these elders has already passed away.
No aging.
It's already aging.
而且有的已经为主寻道了。
And some has martyred for the Lord.
所以现在如果教会要往前去的话
，So at this point, if the church needs to go forward,
冬天过去了，春天要来到了。
When the winter passes away, spring will come again.
你看见一棵无花果树，尤其无花果到了冬天，你看见树枝上面一个无花果也没有。
So, The same as when you look at the fig tree in the winter time, you do not see it, even one fruit.
你看见所有的上面枝子都是枯干的，而都就是枝子，那么没有叶子，也没有花，什么都没有，果子也没有。
And you see no leaves or fruit on the branches. It's only branches left.
那么等到第二年
，But next year,
这个春天来的时候
，When spring comes,
那么这个无花果树是怎么开始结果子的？
How did the fig tree bear its fruit?
它不是在枝子上每哪一个地方随便就长起来，没有的。
It does not grow out a fruit just anywhere on the branch.
你会发现呢，在那个枝子上有很多的印记，很多一个洞一个洞的地方。
And you see that there's a lot of marking on the branches.
一个挖进去的一个小块的地方。
A indent on the branch.
那么在这个一个枝子上面，就是因为等到这个无花果树到了冬天以前，那个果子会掉下来的。
And it is where the fruit has fall down before winter.
等到果子掉下来或者收成拿下来以后，在这枝子上是留下一个痕迹的。
And when the harvest comes, and then you take away the fruit, it left a mark on the branch.
但是第二年，等到无花果再长起来，它是又在从前那个长过的地方，有痕迹的地方，从那里长起来的。
And the next year, when the new fruit comes, it will come where the mark was, where it has a fruit before.
然后又经过春天、夏天、春天、秋天，到最后到冬天。
And then it will go through the spring and summer and fall, and then when to go to winter.
所以在这里给我们看到，当保罗写提摩太前书的时候。
So we see that when Paul wrote 1 Timothy,
那就是以弗所的教会已经到了冬天了。
And this is to say that the church of Ephesus has gone to winter.
你看那些长老们，有的已经凋零了，有的已经为主殉道了。
And you see the elders in Ephesus, some has already been aged and others has
martyred for the Lord. 但如果主迟延的话。
But if the Lord delayed,
你看教会既要继续往前去。
The church must move on.
所以教会怎么往前去？
But how would the church move on?
这就是提摩太前书告诉我们的。
This is how the book of 1 Timothy tells us.
如果主迟延的话，有第一代，有第二代，有第三代，有第四代。
If the Lord delayed, and then there will be the first generation, second and third generation.
那么我们在神的家中应当知道怎样行。
And in the house of God, we need to know what to do.
第一代长老，第一代你看见长老怎么设立的？第二代长老也是怎么设立的
？You see how in the first generation the elders are set up, then the second generation the elder will set up the same way.
第一代是属灵的，第二代也是属灵的。
The first generation needs to be spiritual, the second generation also.
第一代是怎样从春天到夏天到秋天到冬天？
How would the first generation go from spring, summer, autumn, and winter?
你看见年轻一代也是经过这些属灵的四季 four seasons 也是一样的。
And the younger generation will go through the same four seasons.
所以如果主迟延的话，弟兄姊妹，你看见不光第一代有路，第二代也是有路。
So therefore, if the Lord delayed, then you see that not only the first generation has a way to go, the second generation will also.
但是如果我们读教会历史的话。
But if we read the history of the church,
好像主在英国所做的，我们知道特别在弟兄们中间的工作。
And what the Lord has done in the among the brethren in England, especially among the brethren.
你看见当他们在头二十年被起来被主用跟随主的时候。
And especially in the first 20 years when they rise up to be used by the Lord.
他们是有路的。
They have their way.
你看主的祝福恩典在他们的身上。
You see the blessing and the Lord is with them.
但是过了二十年以后，慢慢的，年轻的一代好像找不到那条路了。
But slowly, when the younger generation come up, it's as if they could not find that way.
所以让我们记得，保罗写提摩太前书就告诉我们说，教会到了冬天。
And so please remember, when Paul wrote 1 Timothy, is telling us that church has gone into winter.
等到如果主迟延的话，第一代过去，你看第二代能够起来，把见证的火把继续传递下去。
So if the Lord delayed, then the next year will come, and the next generation needs to take up the torch and follow the Lord.
所以你记不记得保罗在提摩太前书那里？
So do you remember in 1 Timothy, the Lord?
那里他对提摩太说了什么话呢？
Paul said to Timothy,
他对提摩太特别，他对提摩太，特别讲到，他对提摩太特别讲到说，你在许多人面前，见证人面前，听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。就第二章第二节。
And chapter 2, verse
2. 后书，
对不起，后书。Okay, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, it says here, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
你看，第一，你在许多人面前听见我所教训的。
First, it is what you have heard among many witnesses of what I have taught.
那我和提摩太。
I and Timothy.
我是第一代。
I am the first generation.
提摩太是第二代。
Timothy is the second generation.
但是他说也要交托那忠心教导别人的人。
And it says here, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others.
那忠心的人是第三代。
The faithful men are the third generation.
教导别人那个别人是第四代。
and to teach others. These others are the fourth generation.
你知道保罗讲这句话是根据那个时候的背景。
You know, when Paul said this, it's according to the background at that time.
我们知道在保罗在他书信里面常常用这些比方的。
You know, when Paul wrote in his epistle, he used these kind of examples.
那个时候这个特别的希腊人中间开运动会的时候。
And at that time, when the Greek will have their Olympics.
他们有一项的这个 game 就是接力赛跑的。
And there is a game they call the relay.
接力赛跑。
Relay.
OK， 那么这个接力赛跑的时候，他们的习惯上都是四棒。
And in a relay race, they usually have four person.
那四棒接四棒。
They have the relay four times. Four legs.、Yeah. OK.
所以意思就是说，这个第一棒跑完了以后，那么交给第二个人。
And that is to say, when the first one finished, and he will give it to the second one.
那是第二棒，然后第三棒、第四棒的。
And then they have the second and third.
所以保罗就是用这样的个背景
，and Paul is using this kind of background
给我们看见说，如果主迟延的话
，and to let us see if the Lord delays，
你看见说在这里很明显的，一代一代要把那个火把一直要传递下去
，and very obviously he's telling us that one generation after another we need to pass on the torch。
那提摩太前书是讲到教会到了冬天。
And the First Timothy it tells us that the church has entered into winter.
但到了提摩太后书，给我们看见保罗自己到了冬天。
And in the Second Timothy we see that Paul himself gone into winter.
他自己是个无愧的工人。
And he is a guiltless servant.
他现在希望提摩太也能做无愧的工人。
And he want Timothy to become a guiltless servant.
如果主迟延的话，你看见如保罗他可以。到荣耀里面去，但是见证，你看见借着提摩太还要继续往前去。
And now Paul can enter into the rest of the Lord, but Timothy must go on so that the testimony can go on.
所以这个就是保罗书信里面的第四组书信。
And this is Paul's fourth groups of epistles.
所以第四组书信特别讲到侍奉。
And so therefore, the fourth groups especially talking about service.
怎么样能被神来使用？
How can we be used by the Lord?
第一组书信给我们看见生命。
The first group of epistles let us see life.
第二组给我们看见真理。
And the second group let us see the truth.
第三组给我们看见道路。
And the third group we will see the way.
那么不要忘记，我们今天能侍奉乃是根据生命、根据真理、根据道路。
Don't forget that today we can serve. It is according to life, according to the way and the truth.
所以我们知道说，这个就是保，这就是保罗当他写提摩太前书后书的时候。
And don't forget that when Paul wrote First and Second Timothy,
你就会发现这三卷书的道理并不很多。
You realize these three books, there is not a lot of doctrines.
那现在需要这些人起来的时候。
And this is the time when you need these people to come up.
因为现在已经既然在主面前学了那么多
，and since they have learned so much before the Lord.
现在这个生命要一直一代一代的继续下去。
And now life must pass on from one generation to the next.
所以从这里我们就明白一件事。
So from here we understand one thing.
我们讲教会的路的时候
，when we say the way of the church.
我们常常觉得第一代已经明白了，他们已经站在那个见证上，已经为主做见证。
And we often say that the first generation has already understood and they stood on the testimony.
但是许多时候我们忘记了第二代的年轻人他们没有起来。
And very often we forgot the second generation, the young people has not come up.
他们即便起来了他们可能不认识那条路。
Although sometimes they might have come up, but they do not understand that way.
他们只听说有那条路他们自己不一定走在那条路上。
They have heard of that way, but they did not try it on this way.
但是如果主的见证，主的见证为一直下去的话
，But if the testimony of the Lord need to be continued.
所以你发现不止第一代要明白，第二代、第三代、第四代，我们都要明白它。
Not only the first generation need to understand, the second and third generation need to understand.
所以这个周末我所交通的是大概对很多人来讲都是很熟悉很熟悉。
So therefore, this weekend, what I want to fellowship with brother and sister, to many people you understand.
那对这些弟兄来说，你们是一个复习。
And to those of you who knew this, this is a review.
但是对于新的一代，对于年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们应该很严肃地面对一个问题。
And to the younger generation, they should face this, this question very, with a lot of reverence.
今天到底教会往什么地方去？
Which is, where is the church going today?
教会到底有没有明天？
Does the church have tomorrow?
今天我们周围所面对的情形。
Today, all the question that we face is around us.
我们所面对整个的一种的属灵的光景。
The spiritual condition that we face is today.
那么到底主给我们的托付是什么？
So what is the burden that the Lord has given to us?
实在说来，今天的聚会非常非常多。
And truly speaking, we have many, many meetings.
如果你 join 一个聚会，你参加一个聚会是最简单的事。
To join a meeting is the simplest thing you can do.
但是问题就是，到底什么是神的旨意？
But the problem is, what is the will of the Lord?
我们个人做基督徒。
To be a Christian individual.
我们问说，我怎样做基督徒讨主的喜欢？
We can ask, how can we please the Lord and follow the Lord?
让我们聚在一起的时候，我们要我们怎么样聚会能够讨主的喜欢
？But when we gather together, we need to ask the Lord, how can we please the Lord together?
所以这就牵涉到个人的道路，也牵涉到教会的道路。
And this involves the individual way and as well as the way for the church.
当你读整本圣经的时候
，When we read the whole book of Bible,
圣经里面给我们许多圣经人物，让我们明白应该怎样做一个基督徒。
The Bible gives us many examples of different characters so that we could know how to be a Christian.
有许许多的榜样。
And many, many examples.
那些榜样就是我们的道路。
And these examples is our way.
因为今天我们乃是跟随羊群的脚踪。
Because today we are following the footsteps of the flock.
两千年来，你看见有许多人走在我们的前面。
In 2,000 years past, we have many people walk before us.
他们就留下了脚踪。
They have left their footprint
behind. 我们不应该迷路的。
We should not be gone astray.
我们不可能迷路的。
We cannot go astray.
我们只要跟随脚踪，羊群的脚踪，我们没有迷路的道理。
If we follow the footstep of the flock, we do not have the reason to be gone astray.
今天我们毕竟是第一个世纪的圣徒，不知道幸福多少。
No, we do not know how blessed we are compared to the first century Christians.
经过了两千年，所有属灵丰富的储蓄加在一起。
After 2,000 years, all the abundance of the spiritual treasure.
你看见有那么多的那么多经历在我们的前面。
There is so much experience has gone before us.
有的人有一辈子经历一件事。
And some people have used their whole life to experience one thing.
结果他们失败了。
And then they failed.
他们一辈子就这样完了。
And their whole life is gone like that.
他们不可能从头来起的。
They could not start over again.
但是我们从他们失败的经历上，我们得到个教训。
But from their failure, we can learn a lesson.
但愿我们再经过这一个在当我们经过这一生的时候，我们不走同样的路。
So that when we walk through our life, we would not walk the same way.
所以两千年来有多少的教训？
And it, therefore, then through 2,000 years, there's so much teaching.
多少人走在我们的前面？
So many people walk before us.
我们今天怎么会祷告？
How could we pray today?
我们今天祷告怎么得到答应？
How our prayer will answer today?
你看见是因为有人走在我们前面，像 George Mueller 他们学了许多的功课，现在我们也学会了。
We said it is because George Mueller he has learned many lessons and he has walked before us and therefore we know how to do it now.
我们需要全本圣经给我们看见说，我们若个人做基督徒，我们怎样做基督徒？
And through the whole Bible we can see if we want to be a Christian individually, we know how to be one.
那么在圣经所有的人物里面。
In the characters in the Bible.
我想大家对大卫的印象都很深刻。
And I think brother and sister has a deep impression of David.
你知道大卫神给他的批语是什么？神给他的评语是什么？
You know what is the what is the evaluation of God for David?
神对于大卫的他的批语就是他是合乎我心意的。
And God's evaluation for David is that he is a man after God's own heart.
所以我们知道说大卫乃是合乎神心意的人。
So therefore we know he is one who pleases God's heart.
所以大卫的一生可以做我们的榜样。
So therefore his life can be our example.
大卫走过的路我们也要走的。
That the way David have walked on, we need to walk on.
大卫的诗篇，大卫他的诗篇应该成为我们的诗篇。
And his psalms can be our psalms.
他的诗篇23篇也成了我们的诗篇。
And his Psalm 23 can become our song.
当我们读大卫的一生的时候，
When we read of his whole life,
我们看见他怎样的逃亡。
We see how he escaped.
有两次神把扫罗放在他手里。
Twice, God has put Saul in his hand.
那一次如果保罗，如果大卫他解决扫罗的话，
But if in those times, he stretched out his hand to take care of Saul.
如果那样的话，他就不再，他就不需要再流亡了。
Then if he did that, then he would no longer need to run.
你看见不必再背十字架了。
He will not need to bear the cross anymore.
明天就是冠冕，明天就是宝座。
Then the next day will be the crown and the throne.
但是你看到大卫的灵。
But you see David's spirit.
所以许多时候我们常常把别的弟兄们比作扫罗，把自己比作大卫。
So very often we would use others to compare as Saul and then ourselves as David.
许多时候你真的有这样感觉，你看这些弟兄，他们是扫罗，你自己是大卫。
And very often you will feel that these brothers and they are Saul, and then I'm David.
许多时候我们的表现两个都是扫罗。
But very often our expression both is Saul.
神需要用一个像扫罗那样的人来显出一个真的大卫来。
Because God needs to use a person like Saul to manifest a person like David.
但是许多时候一个扫罗引出另外一个扫罗。
But very often, one Saul will bring out another Saul.
如果你在旁边听的话，虽然他告诉你许许多多事，他的意思告诉你说，别人是扫罗，他是大卫。
If you listen to their testimony, very often you will hear many things about other people being Saul.
结果你发现两个都是扫罗。
But you find that he himself also is Saul.
这个就是悲剧，你看见吗？
And this is tragedy. Do you see that?
今天神能够把你的仇敌放在你的手里。
And today, if God put your enemy in your hand,
如果你稍微动一下手的话，你知道你不必背十字架了。你看，所有的难处都过去了，明天在荣耀里，明天就坐在宝座上。
If you just move your hand, then tomorrow you do not need to bear the cross anymore, and you can sit on the throne.
但是你看见大卫，当神把扫罗放在他手里的时候
，But David, when God put Saul in his hand,
结果他又把他放到。
Then the result is David put Saul back in God's hand.
那这样他还要背多少的十字架？
How much more cross does he need to bear?
这样他还要漂流多久？
And he will be a refugee for how much longer?
什么时候他才能登上宝座？
When will he get onto the throne?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见这就是大卫的灵。
And this is the spirit of David.
所以这是当我们读大卫一生的时候。
This is when we read the whole story of David's life.
难怪神说他是合乎我心意的。
No wonder God says this is a man after God's own heart.
但是不要忘记，
But please do not forget,
大卫不是个完全人。
David is not a perfect person.
在圣经里面你找不到一个完全的人。
In the Bible, you could not find a perfect person.
今天我们在教会的难处是什么？
Today, what is our difficulty in the church?
我们一直在自己以外找那些完全的人。
Outside of ourselves, we continue to look for those perfect men.
我们忘记我们自己就是不完全。
We forgot we are an imperfect person.
你怎么可能期待别人完全？
How can you expect others to be perfect?
如果你要别人学功课，为什么不从我们自己开始？
If you expect others to learn the lesson, why wouldn't you start from yourself?
所以我们知道说，今天从我们的角度来看，没有一个人是完全的。
From our point of view, today, you would not find anyone who is perfect.
但是这个不表示我们不应该做一个合乎神心意的。
But this does not mean that we should not be a person who is pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们明白了，合乎神心意的人并不一定是完全人。
So now we understand, those who are pleasing to the Lord is not necessarily one who is perfect.
但是这样的人是叫神的心得到满足。
But this kind of person satisfies the heart of God.
大卫跌倒过。
David has fallen.
大卫跌倒非常的可怕。
When he fell, he was very dreadful.
但是也是大卫写了诗篇五十一篇。
But David also wrote Psalm 51.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里给我们看见。
So here we see.
今天当我们讲到个人有没有路的时候。
When we talking about do we have a way for the individual?
当然，大卫是我们的榜样。
Of course, David is our example.
但是不要忘记。
But please don't forget.
当你大卫做榜样的时候。
When David is the example.
并不是说大卫是完全。
It is not to say David is perfect.
那这样我们从大卫的身上就能找到路了。
Then on David we will find a way.
那同样的。
And in the same way.
教会有没有路？
Would the church have a way?
那问题是这样。
Then the question is this.
根据圣经里面的教导。
According to the teaching in the Bible.
有没有一个榜样？
Is there an example?
那这个榜样是给我们看见，就给我们看见一个合乎神心意的教会。
And this example will show us it is a church that pleases God's heart.
那现在问题就是这个教会不一定是完全的教会。
And this church will not be a perfect church.
许多人以为说今天我们走这条路，我们乃是希望有一个完全的教会。
And many people felt that if we walk on this way, we will obtain a perfect church.
那你会发现说一个合乎神心意的教会是不完全的。
But you will realize a church that pleases God's heart is not necessarily perfect.
就好像一个合乎神心意的大卫，他是不完全的。
And it's just like a David who is pleasing to God's heart, he is not perfect.
那因着我们许多痛苦的经历。
And because of our painful experience.
我们看见一个教会不完全，另外一个教会不完全，还有一个教会不完全。
We saw that one church is not perfect, another church is not perfect, and also another church is not perfect.
所以我们下个结论说，教会是没有路的。
And therefore, we have a conclusion. We are saying that church has no way to go.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
主说我们在地上要做光，要做盐，要为主做见证。
The Lord said we need to be light and salt in this world to be His testimony.
我们每一个人都应该做得胜的基督徒。
Each one of us should be a victorious Christian.
当然有人失败，有人跌倒了。
Of course, there are those who fail and fall.
你看见很多人跌倒。
You see many fall.
你看见连你觉得不可能跌倒也跌倒。
You see those who you think could not fall have fallen.
但是不要忘记。
But please don't forget.
主说这些人是主的见证人。
The Lord says these are His testimony.
不一点都不错。你看见这个失败的，那个失败的，你就灰心了。
Truly, you see this fail and that fail, and you lost heart.
不错，你是觉得没有一个完全的人。
Truly, you felt there is no person who is perfect.
但这并不告诉我们就不再为主做见证。
But this did not tell us not to be a witness for the Lord anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？今天的难处在哪里呢
？So, brother and sister, do you understand what is the difficulty here?
因着我们学了一些，因着我们有很多的经历。
Because of all of our experiences.
那些经历叫我们伤痛，那些经历觉得没有一个完全的教会。
Those experiences cause us to be discouraged and cause us to feel there is no perfect church.
但是这个不告诉我们说，神就不能得着一个他心意中的教会。
But this does not equal that God will not obtain a church that pleases His heart.
所以这一点要很重要。
This is a very important point.
我们讲的教会的道路，我们不是讲一个完全的教会。
When we talk about the way for the church, we're not talking about perfect church.
我们乃是讲的一个教会 after God's heart, 是完全合乎神心意的。
And we are talking about a church after God's heart.
那这一点我想非常重要的。
And I think this is a very important point.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？因着这个缘故，你看见今天我们不能够放弃主给我们的托付。
So therefore, brother and sister, today we cannot let go of the burden that God has given to us.
如果我们今天不忠心的话
，If we are not faithful today,
你看见像以色列人倒闭在旷野。
You see that we will be like the Israelites who fallen in the wilderness.
你看见神可以兴起年轻的一代来。
You see, God can raise up the young people.
神的见证一定要完成的。
Because the testimony of the Lord will be accomplished.
神一定要得着他心意中的教会，合乎他心意的教会。
He will obtain a church that is after His own heart.
这个神永远不放弃。
God would not give up on this.
所以我再说，这些话对我们来讲是很重要的。
So therefore, I say again, these are very important to us.
原因就是从我们的经历里面。
Because through our experience,
因为我们看的太多了。
Because we have seen so much,
我们对许多人有希望，结果都失望了。
We have put our hope on many people, but we all became discouraged.
当初你根本就不应该这样希望。
In the beginning, you should not have put hope like
that. 今天你不应该那样失望。
And today, you should not be discouraged like that.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？今天如果你看见每一个人里面的主，或者里面的基督。
And so therefore, brother and sister, if you see in each one the Lord or the Christ in them,
我们没有失望的理由。
We have no reason to
be discouraged. 我们相信神永远不失败。
Because we believe God will never fail.
我们相信主要得着一个一个得胜的基督徒。
Because we believe the Lord will obtain what individual after individual victorious
Christ. 我们也相信主要得着一个一个得胜的教会。
And we also believe the Lord will obtain His victorious church.
不只有个人的得胜者，也有团体的得胜者。
Not only there's individual overcomers, there's overcoming church.
A corporate
overcomers.
所以我们一定要记得，圣经中讲到得胜者是一个一个的。
We have to remember when the Bible talks about the overcomer, it is talking about individuals.
但圣经也给我们看，整个教会可以是得胜的。
And the Bible also tells us the whole church, the whole corporate church can be overcome.
所以这给我们看见，圣经一定给我们榜样在圣经里。
So therefore, we must see an example in the church, in the Bible.
现在我们要问，在圣经里面有没有一个教会？
So therefore, we need to ask, is there such a church in the Bible?
叫神的心满意的。
That is satisfying to God's heart.
神的心满意，我们就满意。
When God's heart is satisfied, we should be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，神的眼睛比我们厉害。
God's eyes is more severe than ours.
我们今天看不见神，老早都看见了。
What we could not see, God have seen long time ago.
但神说我在雅各家中看不见罪恶。
But God says, I do not see transgression in the house of Jacob.
你看见了，神都没有看见。
What you have seen, God has not even seen.
你看见教会里满了许多玷污，满了许多的皱纹，但是有一天神说我看不见。
And you see wrinkles and blemishes in the church, but God one day says, I did not see them.
那原因在什么地方？
What is the reason?
原因就是什么样的教会或者什么样的个人能满足神的心意。
And the reason is, we have to find out what kind of person can satisfy God's heart.
那我再说，因着我们一直寻找一个 perfect church, 一个完全的教会。
And I say again, because we are continually seeking a perfect church.
那因着你失望了，所以你就放弃了。
And because you're discouraged, so therefore you give up.
你就不再走这条路了。
You will no longer walk on this way.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
不能这样子。
We cannot be like that.
在主回来以前。
Before the Lord's return,
你看，我们不能这样倒闭在旷野。
We cannot scatter in the wilderness.
所以这一点我们需要在主面前得着教训才可以。
And in this point, we need to let the Lord teach us.
我再说，安全不是可能找到完全的教会。
I say again, we cannot find a perfect church.
你希望找一个完全的教会。
If you want to find a perfect church,
但是你忘记你自己是不完全。
You forgot you are the imperfect one.
当一个不完全的人加入一个完全的教会，结果完全的教会变成不完全的教会。
When an imperfect person was added to a perfect church, that church immediately becomes imperfect.
本来教会是完全的。
Originally the church was perfect.
就是因为你加进来，所以不完全。
But if you add into it, the church will become not perfect.
就是我加进来，所以就不完全了。
Because I got in there, it's not perfect anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要披麻蒙灰才可以。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to repent.
如果这样，如果你看见吗？如果主都照着我们所看的话
，If the Lord goes according to what we see,
这条路不必走了。
We do not need to walk on this way anymore.
好像主的话都是白说一样。
And as if the Lord has said something in vain.
但是不。
But no.
不错，的的确确没有一个完全的教会。
Truly, there isn't one church that is perfect.
但在圣经里面，你的的确确能找到合乎神心意的教会。
But in the Bible, we can find churches that satisfy God's heart.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那这个周末。
In this weekend.
我们要问一个问题。
We want to ask a question.
在这么多的教会里。
Among all these churches,
哪一个是合乎神心？
Which one satisfies God's heart?
或者这样说，
or we can say it this way.
如果这个是合乎主心意的话，
if this is according to God's heart,
那么这个就是我们的道路了。
Then this is our way.
这是我们的榜样。
This is our example.
如果在历史上有过这么一个教会，
if in history there is such a church,
你怎么能说今天我们不能有这样的教会？
How can you say today we could not have such a church?
那如果今天不能的话，错在什么地方？当然在我们的身上。
If today we are not on this way, then where are the mistakes?
意思就是说，神不可能给我们一个标准高到一个地步，根本办不到的。
And that is to say, God will not give us a standard so high that we could not achieve.
神说大卫是合我心意的。
God says David is one after his own heart.
有一个人跌倒的很多很惨，有一个人失败的很厉害，结果神说他是合我心意的。
And there's one person who has failed drastically, but God says this person is after my own heart.
你看见这个就是我们的路了，你明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, you see that this is our way.
你不能因为他失败了你就不走路了。
You cannot say that he failed, therefore you can't walk.
这就是我们的难处。
This is our difficulty.
那么同样的教会也是这样。
And in the same way, the church is like this.
我们要看见说，如果在圣经里面明明给我们看见有的教会实在是合乎神心意的。
And if truly the Bible shows us a church who is pleasing to God's heart.
那个时候在第一世纪。
And at that time in the first century,
他们是有血有肉的人。
And they have flesh and bone.
他们也是蒙恩得救的一般人。
and they are people who are saved.
本来都是罪人蒙了恩典的。
And they were all sinners saved by grace.
我们也是罪人蒙了恩典的。
And we are also sinners saved by grace.
为什么他们能，我们不能呢？
Why is it that they could and we could not?
如果圣灵能在他们身上做，为什么不能在我们身上做呢？
If the Holy Spirit can do it in their life, why couldn't He do it in ours?
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你在教会里面找不到这样的教会，
So therefore, brother and sister, if you could not find such a church in the world,
那我可以说教会是没有路的。
And then the world would, and there is no church, no way for the church.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
个人有路，教会也有路。
For the individual, there is a way, and for the church, there is a way.
虽然千人倒在我的右边，万人倒在我的左边。
Although thousands fall on my right and 10,000 fall on my left.
你看见还是有一般人进到迦南去。
And, but we still see there is a group of people entering to Canaan.
所以你愿意不愿意是和你愿意不愿意就走在这一般人中间。
Are you willing to walk among this group of people?
你不要因为他倒下去，你也跟着他倒下去。
Don't fall away because these group of people fell away.
悲剧就在这些地方。
And the tragedy happens here.
许多人看见别人倒了，他自己也跌倒了。
And many people who saw other people fall, and therefore they will fall.
许多人看见许多的所谓的教会失败了，所以他们也失败了。
And many people saw the churches fail, therefore they will fail.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们向主忠心的话，
if we are faithful to the Lord,
除非我们把圣经读错了，
unless we have read the Bible wrong,
如果圣经读对的话，
if we have read the Bible correctly,
你看见圣经给我们看见一些榜样，
we see that the Bible shows us an example,
那就告诉我们这是一条路，
and to tell us that there is a way here,
这条路是可行的路，
and this way is walkable.
那么当你读教会，特别读新约故事的时候，
And when you read about the church, especially in the New Testament,
最早的教会是耶路撒冷的教会。
I guess the earliest church is the church in Jerusalem.
你记得五旬节的时候，你看见耶路撒冷教会就诞生了。
And in the feast of the Pentecost, the church was born.
但是教会诞生的时候，你看我们的主是把他的教会建立在敌人的领土里面。
And you see that the Lord has put His church in the territory of the enemy.
那么在那个领土里面，他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Because it's in that territory, they say, crucify him, crucify him.
所以我们知道说，这个耶路撒冷教会就是这样诞生的。
We see that how the church in Jerusalem was born that way.
后来有了安提阿的教会。
Then they have the church in Antioch.
你看这个见证慢慢从耶路撒冷慢慢的就往北走。
And you see this testimony slowly from Jerusalem has gone north.
他们受逼迫以后，你看教会就安，然后你看见这个叫安提阿的教会就开始。
And when they were persecuted, then the church in Antioch started.
耶路撒冷的教会犹太色彩非常浓厚的。
And the church in Jerusalem it has a strong Jewish flavor to it.
但是到了安提阿就不同。
But when we got to Antioch, it's different.
Antioch 不只有犹太人，有希利尼人，有罗马人，还有本土的人。
And in the church in Antioch, not only there is Jews, there is the Greeks, and then they have the Roman and as well as the locals.
所以你看见说这个就是在安提阿的教会。
And you see that this is the church in Antioch.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
基督徒门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿开始。
When the disciples are called Christians, are starting from Antioch.
所以你看见，当初耶路撒冷教会开始了，然后安提阿教会也开始了。
So when the church in Jerusalem started, later on the Antioch started.
然后你还记不记得保罗三次的环游不道？
And do you remember Paul has three times he has gone in his journey to preach the gospel?
先是在加拉太一带。
And first is in Judea.
然后呢，小亚细亚一带。
And then in Asia Minor,
所以你就有了以加拉太的众教会，这就加拉太书。
And therefore you have the churches in Galatia.
所以这是加拉太书。
And this is the book of Galatians.
然后呢，福音从腓立比那里登陆。
And also the gospel has landed in Philemon.
那腓立比，腓立派。
Philippi.
所以你有腓立比的教会，有帖撒罗尼迦的教会，还有呢哥林多的教会。
Then you will have the church in Thessalonica and also in Philadelphia. Corinth.
Yeah. 那么如果你再往前走的话，
and then if you continue on,
到了保罗这个到了这个使徒行最后的时候，罗马的教会。
And then at the end of the book of Acts, you will see the church in Rome.
所以你如果仔细去读圣经。
So when you read the Bible carefully.
那彼得也提到在巴比伦的。
And Peter also mentioned the church in Babylon.
所以你看见说教会散布在到了圣经新约的时候，你看见散布在好多好多的地方。
And so therefore, you see that at the end of the Bible, the church was spread out in many, many places.
但如果我们要找教会的路。
But if we need to find a way for the church.
你看见说主如果要让我们知道说为什么这个教会合乎神的心意。
If we want to find out why would one church be pleasing to God's heart.
所以你看见圣灵一定要找一个 group, 一般的教会。
And,
一群的教会。
And so therefore the Holy Spirit must put together a group of churches.
这一群的教会是几乎同一个时候开始的。
And this group of churches almost start at the same time.
而且最少经过了半个世纪的考验。
And also have gone through a half a century of testing.
那如果你要看一个教会的光景。
If you want to look at the church's condition.
有的教会刚刚开始好得很。
And some churches start with very, very good reputation.
其实每个教会开始都满了主的同在。
Because every church, when it starts, is full of the presence of the Lord.
就好像度蜜月一样。
And it is like the honeymoon.
那蜜月期是最婚姻最甜蜜的一段时间。
And the honeymoon is the sweetest time for marriage.
一个家你要看它十年以后，二十年以后。
But a family, you need to look at it after 10 years, 20 years.
今天在美国，你如果要测量一个人的家，就夫妇的感情怎么样，你看到两个人在坐车子怎么样开就可以了。
And today, if you want to look at how a family is or the relationship between a husband and wife, just look at how they drive.
如果先生在开车，太太坐在旁边。
If the husband is driving and the wife is sitting next to him.
如果你从后面看两个头是一个好像一个头一样，你知道这个一定是刚刚结婚的。
And if you look from the back, you see two heads as one, then you know that they just got married.
但是如果你看一个头在头门的这一边，一个头在那个车门的另外一边，已经十年了。
And if you see that one head is on one side of the door and the other head is on the other side, then you know it's at least 10 years.
所以如果你要估计一个家庭到底这个是不是幸福的家庭，你不是根据他度蜜月的时候。
So therefore, if you want to evaluate whether this family it is a good family, you do not look at it when it's in the honeymoon.
你需要一段时间去比较才可以的。
You need some time to compare it.
你要比较十个家庭到底是不是美满的，那你看见他们必须是他们结婚的时间都是一样长的。
And if you want to compare whether these families are blessed, you need to look at them in a span of time.
那耶路撒冷是个特殊的情形。
In Jerusalem is a special condition.
因为你看见，因为这救恩根本从犹太来的。
Because you see, the salvation came from the Jews.
所以当初听见那些福音的当然是犹太人。
And of course, those who heard the gospel first are the Jews.
所以很难免他们周围的人通通是犹太人。
And it's very easy to understand why around them is all Jews.
结果神在安提阿做了很特殊的工作。
So therefore, God did a very special work in Antioch.
那个工作完全和耶路撒冷不一样的。
And that work is completely different than Jerusalem.
所以现在可以说是基督徒了。
And now you can say that they are Christians.
你如果还留在耶路撒冷的话，
if you are still remaining in Jerusalem,
很多人以为说这个所谓的基督教应该是犹太教里的一个 branch, 一支而已。
And many people would feel that this is just a branch or a sect of the Judaism.
因为有一般的犹太人信了耶稣了，所以这些是跟随主，这些人是基督徒。
And because there are some Jews that believe in Jesus, therefore they follow the Lord.
他们没有想到，不光犹太人可以信耶稣，外邦人也可以相信的。
And they did not think that not only Jews can believe in the Lord, and the Gentiles can believe in the Lord.
所以你看，你说这是安提阿的工作。
And you see that this is the work in Antioch.
安提阿是非常特别的。
Antioch is very special.
那么不光如此。
Not only so.
欧洲的许多教会也是这样。
In the churches in Europe is also like this.
腓立比也是很特别的。
Philippi is also very different.
帖撒罗尼迦也是很特别的。
Thessalonica is very different.
哥林多也是很特别的。
Corinth is very different.
罗马也是特别的。
Rome is very different.
所以如果主要让我们看见教会怎样是合乎他心意的。
If we want to see how would the church be pleasing to the Lord's heart.
你看见圣灵一定会找一群的教会。
You see that the Holy Spirit will put together a group of churches.
他们属灵年龄几乎是一样的。
The spiritual age is about the same.
他们一开始都是有神的同在。
In the beginning, they all had the presence of the Lord.
圣灵做同样的工作的。
The Holy Spirit will do the same kind of work.
然后经过了半个世纪的考验。
But after a half a century of testing.
那么现在圣灵能在那里说话了。
Now the Holy Spirit can speak here.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时候。
Brothers and sisters,
你就明白到底神所合乎他心意的教会是什么样的教会。
At this point, then you will understand which church is the one that's after God's heart.
头一年合乎神的心意。
The first year being pleasing to God.
在每一个教会都合乎神的心意。
According to every one of the churches, it pleases God's heart.
主要问五十年以后怎么样。
The Lord wants to ask, after 50 years, how are you?
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
So、
为什么要明白合乎神心意的教会
？Because we have to understand a church that is pleasing to the God.
现在你读圣经的时候
，Now when you read the Bible，
你的的确确发现有一群的教会
，You truly find a group of churches.
圣灵用他们来做代表
，The Holy Spirit used them as example.
明白吗？为什么做代表呢？
Why are they representation?
很明显给我们看见说，这些不光是历史，这些应该是我们的榜样。
We very obviously we see that not only they are history, but they are also our example.
那么这个很明显的答案在哪里？在启示录第二章跟第三章。
And the answer is here. We find in chapter 2 and 3 in Revelation.
因为第一章给我们看见我们的主是行走在七个金灯台的中间。
And because in chapter 1, we see that the Lord who walked among the golden lampstands.
那这个七个金灯台是在天上的。
And these seven golden lampstands is in heaven.
在地上的情形你会看错，天上情你不会看错的。
And on earth, you can see a wrong situation, but in the heaven, you will not see the wrong situation.
你看见每一个金灯台都是纯金的。
You see that every one of the golden lampstands is pure gold.
那么我们的主就在走在七个金灯台中间。
And the Lord walked among the golden lampstands.
但是下面圣经告诉我们，这个七个金灯台就是七个教会。
And later on, the Bible tells us that these seven golden lampstands is seven churches.
而这个七个教会乃是亚细亚的七个教会。
And these seven churches are the seven churches in Asia Minor.
其实亚细亚不只只有七个教会。
But Asia Minor have more than seven churches.
像哥罗西就是其中的一个。
And Colossians is one of them.
但是你看见读启示录根本没有提到哥罗西。
But when you read Revelation, it did not mention about Colossians.
但是不要紧。
But no matter what.
在哥罗西那个山谷里面，老底加代表了。
Because in the location of Colossians,
in that valley,
the church of Laodicea represent them.
所以我们现在明白了，这里所讲的七个教会，的的确确是小亚细亚的七个教会。
So now we know that these seven churches is the seven churches in Asia Minor.
但现在神要说他心里的心意，神要把他心里的故事告诉我们。
Now God wants to tell us the story in His heart.
所以他用这个七个教会来做代表的。
So He wants these seven churches as representation.
如果这个七个是真就这么七个的话
，If truly there is only seven churches,
那耶路撒冷在哪里
？Then where is Jerusalem?
难道地上有个耶路撒冷教会，天上没有一个灯台吗？
Are you saying that on the earth there is a church of Jerusalem and in heaven there is no
lampstand?
Then where did you put Antioch?
你把其他的教会放在哪里
？Where did you put all the other churches?
不要说今天
，Don't say today.
不要说洛杉矶，不要说纽约，我们就说第一个世纪。
And we're not talking about today. We're not talking about Los Angeles. We're not talking about New York.
所以我们知道那个时候有好多好多的教会。
We see that at that time there's many, many churches.
但这个时候圣灵拣选了七个。
But here, the Holy Spirit chose seven.
然后圣灵说，我们的主就行走在这七个灯台的中间。
And the Holy Spirit said, our Lord walk among these golden lamps.
难道主今天不行走在我们中间？当然行走在我们中间。
And is it to say that the Lord does not walk among us? Of course He walk among us.
第一个世纪一直到第二十世纪。
From the first century all the way to 21st century.
所以现在我们明白那个七个教会乃代表性的。
Now we understand that these seven churches are representation.
那么而且主的右手拿着七星。
And also the Lord's right hand holds the seven stars.
那么这个七星什么？这个七星就是七个教会的使者。
And these seven stars are the seven angels of the churches.
Messengers
of the seven churches.
所以你看见，然后呢？你看见主就写信给以弗所的使者，教会的使者。
So therefore, you see that the Lord is writing to the messenger of Ephesus.
这是七个星里面的一个。
This is the one of the seven stars.
然后主在写信给撒迪的教会的使者，又是另外一颗星。
And he write to the messenger of Sardis is another star.
你想想看，难道说真的就这么七个，没有八个，没有九个？那世上不止那么多的嘛。
And do you say that there's only seven stars and there's no ninth or eighth star, but there's much more than that.
所以很明显的，圣灵是用这七个教会来做代表的。
So very obviously, the Holy Spirit is using these seven churches as representation.
为什么这个七个教会做代表呢？
Why do we use these seven churches as representation?
他们几乎同一个时候开始的。
Because they all started about the same time.
现在等到写启示录的时候，他们经过了几乎经过了半个世纪。
And when they write the book of Revelation, they went through about half a century.
如果你讲三十年前的以弗所教会，
if you're talking about the Church of Ephesus 30 years ago,
三十年前的话，
about 30 years ago,
你看这七个教会里面，以弗所当然是第一个的。
And among the seven churches, of course, the Church of Ephesus is number one.
因为亚细亚的教会根本从以弗所开始的嘛。
Because all the churches in Asia Minor start from Ephesus.
但是问题在这里。
But the question is
here. 经过了五十年以后。
After 50 years.
现在你再来读这个七个教会的光景的时候。
Now you read the condition of these seven churches.
你毫无问题的。
And
现在你知道是合乎神心意的教会是怎样的教会。
Now you know what is the church that is satisfying to God's heart.
在这里，主有个得胜者的呼召。
And here, the Lord has a calling for the overcomers.
主不只呼召个人的得胜者。
The Lord not only calling the overcomer for individuals.
主也呼召团体的得胜者。
He also called the corporate overcomers.
特别等到像以弗所的教会都失败了。
And especially when the Church of Ephesus has failed.
以弗所教会曾经接受过以弗所书的。
The Church of Ephesus has at one time has accepted the book of Ephesus.
以弗所教会曾经听过保罗所讲的所有神的旨意的。
And they have accepted the entire will of God.
Whole counsel.
The whole counsel of the will of God.
所以我们知道说保罗，所以我们晓得说，如果有一个教会是最蒙恩的话。
But, so therefore we say if there's one church that's received the most grace,
那当然是以弗所的教会。
Of course this is the Church of Ephesus.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and
sisters, 在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
我们的主要呼召得胜者。
Our Lord wants to call overcomers.
所以以弗所教会失败了。
So therefore the church in Ephesus, they failed.
但是主要呼召得胜者。
But the Lord wants to call the overcomers.
撒底的教会也是如此。
And this is the same with Sardis.
推亚推拉也是如此。
Thyatira is the same.
所以你看，你这里有得胜者的呼召，主要一个一个呼召那些得胜者。
So therefore, the Lord here is calling for the overcomers one after another.
但是不止如此。
Not only so.
如果这七个教会没有一个主满意的话。
But in these seven churches, there is no church that the Lord is satisfied with.
那换句话说，今天我们讲属灵就可以不必再讲教会。
So therefore, we can only talk about the spiritual. We do not need to talk about the church anymore.
因为你就是在像推亚推拉那样，你都可以做得胜者嘛。
And so therefore, if you're just like the church in Thyatira, you can be the overcomer.
但是很明显的，主在这里给我们看他的心在什么地方。
But very obviously, the Lord is showing us where his heart is.
毫无疑问，弟兄姊妹。
No question.
你会发现在这七个教会里面。
You will find that in these seven churches.
有两个教会主没有责备。
There's two churches the Lord did not rebuke.
那就是士美拿的教会，还有就是腓拉铁菲的教会。
And one is Smyrna, and second one is Philadelphia.
但是腓拉铁菲不光是没有责备，而且主称赞他。
But Philadelphia, not only the Lord did not rebuke, but he praises them.
而且主说我已经爱你。
And the Lord has said that I have loved you.
那弟兄姊妹，只有对腓拉铁菲，我们的主这么说的。
Only to Philadelphia, the Lord said that.
对于这个士美拿的教会
，to the church of Smyrna.
你看见他们实在没有什么可指责的。
They do not have anything that they can be blamed.
他们经过了许多的苦难。
They went through much suffering.
主应许他们要至死，主告他们说要至死忠心。
The Lord tell them to be faithful unto death.
而且主应许他们生命的冠冕。
And the Lord promised to them the crown of life.
只有两个教会讲的冠冕。
Only two churches the Lord talk about the crown.
弟兄姊妹，如果你读这两章圣经的话，第二章跟第三章的话。
Brother and sister, if you read chapter 2 and chapter 3.
那里所有的奖赏，对于得胜者的呼召和得胜者的奖赏。
All the callings of the overcomer and the promise to the overcomer.
The reward
for the overcomers.
那个奖赏都是国度的奖赏。
And that reward is for the kingdom.
那个都和 millennium 发生，都和千禧年发生关系的。
And these has things to do with the millennium.
而讲到冠冕的时候
，when they're talking about the crown，
也是和国度发生关系。
And this has something to do with the kingdom.
不光是生命，不光是恩典，这里讲的国度。
Not only life, not only grace, it's talking about the kingdom.
这里讲的冠冕。
Here talking about the crop.
只有对施美拿跟腓拉铁菲讲冠冕。
Only to Smyrna and Philadelphia he talked about the crop.
对施美拿应许他有冠冕。
In Smyrna, the Lord promised for him to have the crown.
但是腓拉铁菲说你已经有了冠冕。
And to Philadelphia, the Lord says, you already have the crown.
不要失去你的冠冕。
Do not lose your crown.
你看见吗?他们的难处在哪里?有可能失去他的冠冕。
You see, their difficulty is there. It's possible for them to lose that crown.
得着冠冕就是得胜的意思,你看见吗?
To have the crown means they have overcome.
我们知道保罗是个得胜者。
You see that Paul is an overcomer.
怎么知道呢?
How do we know?
因为他在要殉道以前,他说有一个公义的冠冕为我存留。
Because before he was martyred, he said that there is a righteous crown set up for me.
全本圣经只有一个人在他还没有建主以前已经知道自己有冠冕。
In the whole Bible, there's only one person before he went to see the Lord, he knows that there's a crown for him.
全本圣经有那么多的教会,只有一个教会,他已经有冠冕了。
In the whole Bible, so many churches, there's only one church that the Lord says, you already have a crown.
那个就是腓拉铁菲的教会。
And that is the church of Philadelphia.
如果有了冠冕的保罗是得胜者。
If the Paul that has the crown, he's the overcomer.
那么现在有了冠冕的教会,不是得胜者是什么?
If this church already has the crown, if they're not the overcomer, then what?
你看这个得胜者乃是团体的得胜者。
You see, this overcomer is a corporate overcomer.
所以现在你明白了。
So now you understand.
如果没有团体的得胜者的护照的话,
if there is no calling of the corporate overcomer,
那么今天什么情形你都可以的。
No matter what condition you're in, it's okay.
在什么情形你都可以做基督徒的。
No matter in what condition, you can be a Christian.
如果你没有看见这个亮光,那就算了。
If you did not see this light, then it's okay.
如果主让你看见了。
But if the Lord lets you see,
千错万错你看见了,
and no matter what mistake you have made,
你现在有责任的,
now you have responsibility.
弟兄姊妹,你看见,因着你看见了,
brothers and sisters, do you see, because you have seen it,
主把这个责任就放在你的肩膀和我的肩膀上。
The Lord put this burden on your shoulder and my shoulder.
所以现在就有了教会的道路了。
Now we see the way for the church.
到底教会往什么地方去?
So where is the church going?
你看见,这就很明显给我们看,在这个七个教会里面,
So very obviously we see that in these seven churches,
经过了50年的考验,
after this 50 years of testing,
很可惜, 弟兄姊妹, 你看以弗所失败了,
very sadly, Ephesus has failed.
以弗所不应该失败了,
Ephesus should not have failed.
那么多神的同在,
so much presence of the Lord,
那么多启示的亮光,
so much the light of revelation.
你不会想象怎么以弗所会失败呢?
You could not imagine how Ephesus could fail.
所以大家都是用这个来做例子的。
So everyone uses this as an example.
你看,
so such a spiritual church, they could not even go through. So therefore, we have no hope.
你不能算的,
you cannot have...
因为圣灵特别把这个七个教会放在一起。
Because especially the Lord put these seven churches together.
他们大概在主后54年左右一同开始的。
It's roughly about 54 after Christ that these churches have started.
那么结果你看见到了保罗亚到了这个约翰写启示录的时候那个大概经过半个世纪。
And so when John wrote these Revelation, it's roughly about half a century.
所以经过半个世纪现在我们明白过来了。
Now after half a century, now we understand.
弟兄姊妹,在教会,在全本圣经里面,
in the church, in the whole Bible,
主很清楚给我们看见腓拉铁菲的教会乃是合乎他心意。
Very clearly, the Lord shows us the church of Philadelphia is one after His own heart.
这就变成了教会的道路。
This became the way for the church.
你明白这个并不叫我们成为腓拉铁菲。
When we understand this, this does not cause us to become Philadelphia.
这不过告诉我们说我们走在腓拉铁菲的道路上。
This is only telling us to walk on the way of Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹, 如果主恩待我们, 给我们50年的话,
if the Lord bless us and give us 50 years,
那你看见说, 如果大家向主忠心的话,
and if all of us are faithful to the Lord,
你看见在这七个亚细亚的教会里面, 你看见 腓拉铁菲蒙了主的保守,
and you see this seven churches, you see that that Philadelphia was kept by the Lord.
所以你就晓得这是合乎神心意的教会。
So you know that this is the church that is after God's heart.
那如果今天我们要继续往前去的话,
So today if we want to move on,
你不要问别人是不是以弗所堕落,那是别人的事。
You do not want to ask, are they Ephesus and they have failed?
那,
you do not want to ask.
腓拉铁菲他们没有问这个问题。
Philadelphia did not ask this question.
最早福音是从以弗所开始。
Because from the earliest, the gospel started from Philadelphia.
我们知道说保罗在以弗所两年之久。
we know that Paul was in Ephesus for at least 2 years.
他一共三年，他有两年之久。
He uses 2 years.
我们知道说他在推拉奴的学房教导许多的人。Tyrannus.
Tyrannus. In the school of Tyrannus, he taught many people.
这个去年呢，去年我们八月的时候去过一副所。
And last year in August, we visited Ephesus.
我们大概有140位弟兄姊妹一起走的。
There were about 140 of us. We went over.
我们到了以弗所。
We went to Ephesus.
这个以弗所到现在，它那个马路那个走的路，大概都是保罗那时候走，是大理石铺的。
And the road that is in Ephesus is this probably the same road that Paul tread on.
那个戏园还在，那个戏园可以坐25,000人，那个戏园还在。
And the theater that can take 25,000 people are still there.
我们知道那个以弗所教会不是讲的暴动吗？就是在那个地方。
And didn't we read about the uprising in Ephesus? It's that location.
我们大概到了他的市中，到了他 downtown，我们大概晓得这个推拉奴学房大概在哪一带。
And when we gone to downtown of Ephesus, we roughly know where is the school of
推拉奴是一个哲学家。
And Tyrannus philosopher.
我们好吧念那段，证明大家不大熟哈，我们来念这段。Let's
read that passage.
我们来看《使徒行传》。Let's
turn to Acts.
我们从第八节读起。第几章？第十九章第八节。
Chapter 19, verse 8.
保罗进会堂，放胆讲道，一连三个月辩论神国的事，劝化众人。And
he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God.
后来有些人心里刚硬不信，在众人面前毁谤这道，保罗就离开他们，也叫门徒与他们分离，便在推拉奴的学房天天辩论。
And verse 9, but when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus.
然后第十节，这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人，是希利尼人，都听见主的道。
And this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks.
那这个推拉奴呢，是个哲学家。This
Tyrannus is a philosopher.
那么他有一个学校叫做推拉奴的学坊。And
he has a school called the School of Tyrannus.
那么因为以弗所那带很热的。And
because that area is very hot.
他们是早上上课，黄昏和晚上上课。
And they have school in the morning and also at dusk.
所以大概从中午，也许从11点就开始了，然后一共有5个钟头是休息的。
And I guess from about 11 o'clock it started, about 5 hours they would have rest.
所以保罗呢，就用那个空档的时间呢，就在那个推拉奴学坊就开始教导众人。
So Paul uses that 5 hour break to start teaching people in the school of Tyrannus.
2 years.
2 years.
所以有人说保罗大概每天传道5个钟头。
And some people says that Paul preaches for 5 hours per day.
那现在你读的罗马书、加拉太书、林前、林后都是那个都是根据那个时候的讲义的。
And now you read about Romans and 1st and 2nd Corinthians is according to the lecture note at that time.
那是在那个时候，如果你要知道他2年讲些什么，那么这个就是那4卷书告诉我们的。
And if at this time you want to know what Paul has preached about or teach about, then this is what this full book tells us.
所以你想想看，如果是每年五个钟头，经过两年，难怪下面说，两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人是希利人，都听见主的道。
No wonder. In verse 10 it says, and this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwell in Asia heard the word of Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks.
那么小亚细亚最远的地方就是。 就是哥罗西跟什么跟这个老底嘉那一带。
And the farthest place in Asia Minor is Laodicea and Ephesus.
No,
格罗西。
哎，Colossians。
那么你知道说保罗写信给腓利门，那个腓利门那个逃奴阿尼西姆就是在格罗西的。
And when Paul wrote to Philemon, the escaped slave, Onesimus, it is at Colossians.
那么我们晓得那个跟阿尼西姆的主人就是腓利门。
And the master of Onesimus is Philemon.
那很可能那个时候腓利门就是从哥罗西到了以弗所。
And very, very possible that Philemon gone from Colossians to,
遇见保罗就得救了。
To Ephesus, and because he met Paul and he became saved.
然后呢，哥林多的哥罗西的教会就在腓利门家里就开始了。
And the church of Colossians started in the house of Philemon.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就可以看见说，老底家了，哥罗西教会就慢慢就这样开始了。
So, brothers and sisters, you see that the church of Laodicea and Colossians started slowly.
那么有的地方他去了，有的地方他没有去。
And some places Paul has gone, and some places he has not.
那么这个小亚细亚，因着保罗的劳苦，结果你看好多教会就兴起来了。
And because of the work of Paul, the laboring of Paul, many churches was born.
所以在这两年之间，当然以弗所教会得着建造，没有问题的。
And of course, in these 2 years, the Church of Ephesus was established.
但你就在同一个时候，你看有斯美拿的教会，有推亚推拉的，还有撒迪的，那么这个就是启示录所讲的那几个教会。
And at the same time, there was the Church of Thyatira and also Smyrna, and these are the seven churches that the Revelation talked about.
这个大概是发生在主后54年的事。
And this happened roughly about 54 AD.
那么等到使徒保罗，等到使徒约翰写启示录，那个已经也快靠近这个第一世纪的末了了。
And when the Apostle John, when he wrote these epistles of Revelation, it is about the end of the century.
那个时候，小亚细亚的省会就是以弗所。
And at that time, the capital of Asia Minor is Ephesus.
那保罗工作的中心就在以弗所。
And the center of Paul's work is in Ephesus.
你能够想象到保罗，因着保罗的指示，你看这些教会一个一个就起来了。
And you can imagine that, because of the work of Paul, these small churches one after another.
虽然以弗所很丰富，但是就是时间来说，你看这七个教会几乎是同一个时候开始。
And although Ephesus is full of abundance, but all the seven churches started roughly about the exact same time.
而是严格说来的，给以弗所教会的书信是要传给大家的。
And strictly speaking, the book given to the Ephesians are to be spread out in Asia Minor.
所以实在说来，以弗所教会的书信也是给腓拉帖菲的圣徒读，也可以读给撒迪的圣徒读的。
And therefore, the book that was read to the Ephesians also can be read to the saints in Sardis.
所以他们属灵的程度应该是差得不远的。
And their spiritual condition should not be that far apart.
因为你看，这代表保罗工作最那个时候，因为是保罗自己生命成熟了，所以可以说他工作里面最精华的，可以说就是这七个教会所代表的。
And because Paul himself is very mature at that time, so therefore these seven churches represent the essence of his work.
你看见他的背景都是一个背景。
And you see that their background is from the same background.
这个和耶路撒冷有点不同。
This is different from the church in Jerusalem.
和安提阿有一点不同。
And it's different than Antioch.
你看见现在的确是在保罗的执事底下。
And you see that this is truly under the ministry of Paul.
他们都看见了保罗所看见。
They all have seen what Paul has saw.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚，这七个教会就是因为保罗那个时候在那里两年之久，他住在那两年之久，结果你看工作就开始了。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, you see, because Paul has spent 2 years over there, and these seven churches have started.
所以其实不光是以弗所教会，还有腓拉帖菲，还有推亚推拉，有七个教会很清楚的。
And therefore, it's not only efficient, but the church in Philadelphia and Tyrus, and they all started at the time.
因着他们属灵情最整齐，可以说非常非常整齐。
And because they line up all together at the same time.
非常 homogeneous, 很
整齐。Because they are all very homogeneous.
所以你看见现在可以在这里面做比较了。
And so now you can make a comparison.
现在你就知道说神的心意到底是什么样的心意。
And so now you can tell what is the way of what is the heart of God.
当然，当以弗所教会失败的时候，你不可以离开的。
And of course, when the when Philadelphia, I'm sorry, when Ephesians fail, you cannot leave them.
你只能够做得胜者的。
You can only be an overcomer.
再推啊推拉也只能做得胜者。
And Thyatira, you can only be an overcomer.
但是呢，神也呼召团体的得胜者。
But God also calls the corporate overcomer.
神给我们看清楚，你看在这个七个教会里面，你看有一个教会是合乎他心意的。
God wants us to see among the seven churches, there is one church that is pleasing to God's heart.
以弗所应该最不应该失败的，结果失败了。
The church of Ephesus should not fail, but they failed.
结果没有想到腓立帖腓一直走在神合乎他，一直走在合乎神心意那条路上。
But we do not think that Philadelphia has walked in this way that pleases the Lord's heart.
所以现在你看见神拿着七个教会来做代表。
So now we see that God uses the seven churches as his representation.
那七个星都是代表教会里面的得胜者，你看见吗？
And these seven stars represent the overcomers in the church.
神仍旧走行走在神仍旧行走在金灯台中间。
And God is also he's also walking among the seven posts.
现在他手里的乃是七个星。
Now in his hand is seven stars.
那这七个星七个灯台当然和这个七个教会当然发生关系。
And these seven stars and these seven lampstands of course has relationship.
那这样我想我们应该得到暗示了。
And here we have a
虽然今天我们不在我们不是其中的一个。
Although we are not among them.
但是你看见说很明显的那个路是在那里的。
But we see that the way is there.
神是用这七个教会来代表所有的教会。
God is using these seven churches to represent all of the churches.
那今天教会的光景就像当初这种情形一样。
Today, the condition in the church is like these seven churches.
所以神没有让我们用指头来指着别人。
God did not want us to use our finger to point at other people.
但圣灵的指头是指着我们的。
But the Holy Spirit's finger is pointing at us.
我们应当不应当忠心往前去。
Whether we should be faithful to go forward.
你不要说像以弗所的教会都失败了，那我们都是注定失败的。
Do not say that because a church like Ephesus would fail, therefore we should be fail.
那我们根本是 spread fatalism, 我们根本就是散布失败主义的。
Then we are spreading fatalism.
所以弟兄姊妹，好像我们的神被 defeated， 不可能的这件事情。
And brothers and sisters, it's like we're saying that our God is defeated. This is impossible.
好像神拿我们的肉体一点办法也没有。
And as if God has no way to deal with our flesh.
神没有成功的可能。
God has no way to succeed.
神好像永远不可能有他的见证一样。
God will not have his testimony.
你可以拿出很多例子，你看这个人也失败了，那么个团体也失败了。
You can use many examples. You can say this group of people have failed, and this person has failed.
那你要说什么呢？你是不是要说我们大家通通要失败，干脆通通不要了？
And are you saying that since we all will fail, then let's forget it?
所以你看见吧，等到教会经过半个世纪以后。
So you see, after a half a century,
现在圣灵要对我们说话了。
The Holy Spirit wants to speak to us.
经过六五十年的考验，
after 50 years of testing,
现在我们能够知道什么是主最合乎他心意的。
Now we know what is pleasing to God's heart.
开始好的不一定是好的。
In the beginning, it is good, but it's not necessarily so.
乃是忠心一直到底。
It is those who are faithful unto the end.
就做人口，就是各方面来讲。条件来说，腓立帖腓根本赶不上以弗所的。
According to the gifts, according to the condition that was given, Philadelphia cannot be compared to Ephesus.
七个教会里面，两个教会是最穷的。
In the seven churches, there's two churches that is the poorest.
士美拿很穷的。
Smyrna was very poor.
所以圣经怎么说呢？
So what did the Bible say?
所以主说，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷。
So therefore the Lord says that I know your tribulation and your poverty.
然后主说你却是富足的。
But the Lord says, but you are rich.
在物质上你是贫穷的。
On material things you have poverty.
你赶不上以弗所。
You cannot be compared to Ephesus.
以弗所像洛杉矶一样，所有的水果在这里都有的。
And you see Ephesus is like Los Angeles, all the fruits you can have here.
你看以弗所所有欧洲的水果它有，所有东方的水果它都有，这是真的，我不是说笑话，它真的这么一个城的。
And I'm talking about truth because in Ephesus you can find all the fruits in Europe and as well as in the East.
你说教会如果合乎神心意，应该一定在洛杉矶，一定要在以弗所，因为条件好嘛。
And so you say that if a church needs to be pleasing to God, it has to be in Philadelphia because their condition is good.
但是不，你看最穷的最穷的是两个。
But the poorest is two.
一个主说对士美拿说，主说我知道你的贫穷。
To Smyrna, the Lord says, I know of your poverty.
主对腓立帖腓说。
The Lord said to Philadelphia,
你略有一点力量。
You have a little strength.
你看你就一点力量而已。
Only a little strength.
但是稀奇，一点力量可以讨神的喜欢。
But that little strength pleases the Lord.
条件赶不上以弗所能够讨神的喜欢。
They do not have as much good condition, but they please the Lord.
所以我想这一点是非常重要的。
Therefore, I.
你看见经过了五十年的考验。
You see, after 50 years of testing.
并不像我们所说的。
It is like what we say.
没有希望，根本没有希望。
There is no hope.
我已经看得太多了。
I have seen too much.
但是弟兄姊妹，你这样想，你这样做有什么好处呢？
But brother and sister, you think this way and you do this way, what is the good in it?
你自己不走，你也不要别人走。
You do not want to walk in it and you do not want others to walk in it.
不光你自己要走。
Not only you need to walk.
你希望你的儿女都走在其中。
You want your children to also walk in this way.
你敢不敢让儿女走你所走过的？
Brother and sister, are you willing to let your children walk in the way that you have gone?
如果你真的灰心了，你不要你儿女走这条路的。
If you are truly discouraged, you do not want your children to walk in the same way.
如果你觉得这条荣耀的道路，你的儿子、你的孙子都希望走在这条路上。
But if this is a glorious way, you want your son and your grandson to be walking in the same way.
所以我们今天有没有看见呢？
So today, do we see this?
到底我们有没有看见说，的的确确有一个教会是合乎神心意的？
So today, do we see a church that is truly pleasing to God?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在七个教会里面。
So brothers and sisters, therefore, you see in these seven churches.
当你读启示录二章三章的时候。
When you read Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
那腓立帖腓那条路好像是最荣耀的。
And the way of the church of Philadelphia seems to be the most glorious.
爱你了。
Because the Lord said, I have loved you.
还有你要持守你所有的免人夺取你的冠冕，你已经有了冠冕了。
And the Lord says to keep what you have unless someone take away your crown.
还有每一次主在写信最开始都启示他自己。
And also the Lord to every church that he wrote, he revealed himself.
他讲到他自己讲的最多的是什么？是腓立帖腓的教会。
When he talked about himself the most is to the church in Philadelphia.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们把腓立帖腓教会，我们如果认识腓立帖腓教会
，So therefore, if we know the church of Philadelphia,
那我想我们对于腓立，我们对这条路就清楚了。
Then we would understand this way.
所以这个周末我们就是集中在这个腓立帖腓的身上。
And so therefore this weekend we want to concentrate in the church of
Philadelphia. 我们要告诉年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We want to tell the younger brothers and sisters.
我们为什么在这里聚会？
Why do we meet here?
因为我们觉得这是主给我们的道路。
Because we felt that this is the way the Lord has
entrusted to us. 我们没有一条道路，别的道路可以走。
We do not have other ways we want to walk on.
你不要用以弗所来做借口。
Do not use Ephesus as an excuse.
你说以弗所失败，我们非失败不可，没有这个道理的。
Don't use Ephesus as an excuse that they fail that we will fail.
主给我们看见五十年以后。
The Lord shows us after 50 years.
你看，腓立帖腓可以是个得胜的教会。
Philadelphia can be a victorious church.
以弗所没有的，现在腓立帖腓有了。
What Ephesians did not have, Philadelphia has.
在主来以前，以弗所教会不知道他有冠冕。在主来以前，以弗所教会不知道他自己有冠冕。
And before the Lord comes back, before the Lord comes back, Ephesians do not know whether they have the crown.
但是腓立帖腓他们知道已经有了。
But Philadelphia know that they had a crown.
所以我想这是非常非常重要的。
So therefore, this is very, very important.
主的话已经很清楚，很清楚。
The Lord's word is very, very clear.
这个教会乃是合乎神心意的教会。
This church is the church that is after God's heart.
所以无论什么样的代价。
No matter what price.
我们要讨神的喜欢。
We want to please God.
弟兄姊妹，这是为什么今天我们在这里这样的聚集。
This is why we gather the way we gather here.
否则的话，你知道的故事。你在哪里都可以做得胜者，何苦呢
？Wherever you can be an overcomer, so why here?
所以从这里我们就知道，我们要明白教会的道路对我们来讲太重要，太重要，太重要了。
So to understand the way of the church, it is so important to us.
当然，有人说这一段圣经是预言。
So some people say that this passage is of a prophecy.
那一点都不错，在教会历史上的确你能看见有一半人是腓立帖腓。
And truly, we can see in history there is a group of people who are labeled the Philadelphians.
但是七个教会是实实在在的七个教会。
But truly, this is a true seven churches
at that time. 在第一个世纪的确有个得胜的教会，你看见吗
？In the first century, there is a church that is overcoming.
一面是预言，没有错。
Yes, this is a prophecy. It's not wrong. But in the first century, we truly find these seven churches.
虽然我们解释第二章、第三章可以看法不一样。
Although when we explain chapter 2 and chapter 3, our understanding can be different.
有的人认为这个就是第一世纪的七个教会。
And some people think that this is only the seven churches in the
first century. 有人认为这代表这个教会历史两千年来整个教会历史就是七个教会所讲的。
And some people think that the history of the church is represented by these seven churches.
所以你看我们看法不一样了。
Now you see that the understanding is different.
就我个人来说。
According to my personal understanding.
我相信它是当时的七个教会。
I understand that this is the seven churches at that time.
但是同时呢它也的确代表七个教会历史里面七种不同的情形的。
But in the same time, it also represents the church's history in seven different
stages. 我们等一等，我想这一点会看得很清楚的。
Later on, we can see it very clearly.
但是我要提醒弟兄姊妹。
But I want to remind brothers and sisters.
你不要一直把它放在预言的框架上来问谁是教，谁是腓立提的教会今天。
Do not put this in the Revelation frame and said that which church are the Philadelphia?
那现在我们要问，的确在历史上有过这么一个教会，你不要忘记了。
But do not forget that in history there is a church.
主在那个时候已经称赞过腓立提的教会，你不要忘记在那个时候。
Because at that time the Lord has already praised this church.
他的的确确是在地上待过的、经过的一个教会。
And this is a church that has spent time on the earth.
我们有肉体，他们有肉体的。
We have the flesh and they also.
我们失败，他们也失败的。
We have failures, they also do.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个教会合乎神心意的。
But brother and sister, this church is pleasing to God's heart.
这个教会叫主的心满意足，说我已经爱你了。
And this church has satisfied God's heart, so that God says, I loved you.
对于这个教会，其实他自己，你看他不管怎么样，他就多说一点。
And to this church, he revealed himself a little more.
哎，不光这样，你要小心一下，不要叫人夺去你的冠冕。
And also, the Lord want them to be careful so that other people will not take away the crown.
别人难处是没有冠冕，你的难处是有冠冕。
And other people has difficulty of not having the crown, but your difficulty is you have the crown.
有的人没有钱难过，有的人有钱难过。
And some people they feel sad they do not have money, but other people they feel sad because they have money.
但现在你要小心，因为你有了冠冕，你不要失去你的冠冕。
And now you need to be careful because you have the crown, you do not want to lose the crown.
那就表示他已经得到锦标，已经得胜了嘛，不是吗
？And this represents that they already overcome, isn't it?
那么如果这样的话，弟兄姊妹，你怎么能说在教会历史上没有一个这样的教会出现？当然有过的嘛。
And how can you say that in history there is no such a church that exists? But of course there is.
那么主在这里不光讲历史嘛。
The Lord is not just telling a history.
主给我们看这个七个教会是个代表性的嘛。
The Lord shows us these seven churches for an example.
所以今天主做同样的事情嘛。
Today the Lord is doing the same work.
主耶稣昨日、今日、将来都是一样的。
The Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
圣灵在第一个世纪工作，在今天也要工作。
The Holy Spirit will work in the first century, and He will work today.
所以你怎么能说今天没有腓立提的教会呢
？How can you say today we do not have
the Church of Philadelphia? 当然，你不要说你是腓立提的教会。
Of course, don't say that you are the Philadelphia.
那是我们的道路。
That is our way.
那是我们的目标。
That is our goal.
那是我们的方向。
That is our direction.
因为这是主所喜悦的。
Because this is what pleased the Lord.
也是我们所喜悦的。
And this is what we are pleased.
所以我们要走在这条路上。
So therefore we need to walk in this way.
如果圣灵能在那般外邦人身上工作，神也可以在我们身上工作。
If the Holy Spirit can work among the people in Philadelphia, they can work among us.
所以你千万不要把圣灵的工作完全抹杀掉，好像圣灵什么都不行，我们有肉体，圣灵一点办法都没有。
So do not say that the Holy Spirit has no way to deal with our flesh.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
你看见说，腓立提腓乃是合乎神心意。
Because Philadelphia Church pleases the Lord.
所以如果我们把这一点明白了以后
，If we understand this point,
那弟兄姊妹，你看见说，我们再来，再把我们就清楚了教会的路到底在哪里。
And we continue on, we will understand what is the way of the church.
那我们就有了方向。
Then we have our direction.
否则的话，一个礼拜就会很快就过去的。
Otherwise, one week after a week that we're having meeting, very soon will pass.
转眼之间，有一些小朋友已经进了大学了。
And with a twinkling of an eye, a young kid can be going into college.
你觉得你进入空巢期应该很久以后的，结果没有想到，转眼一下子轮到你进入空巢期了。
空巢期是什么
？Empty nest， 这个鸟都飞走了，剩下空的巢嘛。
空巢期。
孩子们都走掉了。
you think that is long way till your children all grown up and leave the nest. But very soon it will be your turn.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要看见时间过得非常非常快的。
So therefore, brother and sister, you need to see that time passes very, very fast. 我们不能
一天一天这样混日子，这样随便过去 ，drifting 不行的。
We cannot just drift here one day after another.
因为时间已经实在不多了。
Because truly, there is not much time.
你看见吗？因着我们不够忠心的缘故。
You see that because we are not faithful.
我们都希望我们的孩子们都像乖宝宝，我们怎么做，他们怎么做。
We hope that our children are like good children, that whatever we do, they will follow.
我们从来没有告诉他们为什么我们这样做。
We never told them why we do what we do.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要讲清楚的。
We must say it clearly to them.
我们不是要和别人争，我们不是要和别人不同，不是这个意思。
We are not trying to be different than other or to fight with other people.
我们乃是巴不得能讨主的喜欢。
We just want to please the Lord.
那这条路在哪里？
But where is this way?
这条路是在腓勒帖菲上。
And this way is on the Church of Philadelphia.
那腓勒帖菲这座城啊，大概是在公元前1700年左右盖的，所以在七个教会里面，七个城里面最年轻的一个。
So the city of Philadelphia was built roughly about 1700 BC.
No.
170 years BC.
所以那个时候刚好是罗马帝国的，不是刚好是希腊帝国的时候。
And at that time, it was under the Greek Empire.
你记得这个但以理不是看见大人的像吗？有金银铜铁，那是刚好是铜的部分。
And you remember the vision of Daniel? He see that great stature, and you have the gold, the silver, and then the bronze.
所以那个时候不是罗马的天下
，bronze.
那个时候是希腊的天下。
And that time it wasn't the Roman Empire, but the Greek Empire.
你记不记得亚历山大死了以后就分了四个国
？And you remember when the great Alexander died, they separated into four kingdoms.
所以有好几个 dynasty， 有好几个朝，好几个王朝。
And there was a few dynasty had passed.
那么在土耳其那个地方有两个王朝。
And around Turkey there is two dynasty.
靠近叙利亚叫 Seleucid， 就是西流基王朝。
And near 叙利亚。
叙利亚 Syria。
Near Syria there is a Lucid。
Seleucid。
Seleucid dynasty。
那么靠近这个地中海，靠近爱琴海的，那就是别加摩王朝 Pergamon。Pergamon、okay.。
Close to the Mediterranean Sea, there is the Pergamon dynasty.
那么当然，这个别加摩王朝和希腊文化发生很大的关系。
And the Pergamon dynasty has a lot to do with the Greek.
因为靠近爱琴海，靠近欧洲嘛。
Because it's very close to the Mediterranean Sea, so therefore
希腊的文化是欧洲的文化。
It's very close to Europe.
这个土耳其刚刚好是在欧洲跟亚洲中间的。
And Turkey is right in the middle between Europe and Asia.
所以靠近叙利亚是比较靠近东方的。
And to be near Syria is near the east.
那么靠近海边呢是靠近西方的。
And to be next to the sea is close to the west.
所以我们知道说，大概在主前大概1700年、200年左右，你看见在那个土耳其那一带，最少有这两个不同的王朝。
And so you see that about 170 years BC, you see that at least there's two dynasty there.
那么这个别加摩的王朝，当然它的首都是在别加摩。
And of course, the capital of Pergamon's dynasty is in Pergamon.
那么那个时候有两个皇，有两个王很有名的。
And at that time, there were two kings that was very famous.
他们是兄弟。
They were brothers.
那么其中有一个兄弟呢，叫做 Atlas.
And one brother is named Atlas.
那么 Atlas 呢，是他建立了这个城。
And it's Atlas that built this city.
但这个 Atlas 后来因为有几件事情非常有名。
But later on, because he has done something very famous.
所以这个王又叫做 Atlas Philadelphia.
So therefore, this king is also called Atlas Philadelphia.
这个 Philadelphia 什么意思呢？
So what does Philadelphia mean?
Philadelphia 是弟兄相爱的意思。
And Philadelphia means brotherly love.
那么怎么可能是弟兄相爱呢？
So why is it called brotherly love?
这个 Atlas 他有一个哥哥叫 Eumenes.
Atlas has an older brother named Eumenes.
那么 Eumenes 当然比他大，那么结果有一天大概主前170年的时候。
And roughly about 170 years BC.
那么在那个时候呢，他听一个消息啊，说他的哥哥在希腊被人暗杀了。
And because Attalus heard a news that his older brother was assassinated in another city.
所以他在别加摩就宣布做王，他就做起王来了。
So in Pergamos, he announced that he will be king.
后来没有想到他哥哥回来了。
And he didn't. He
哥没有死。
He didn't expect that his brother returned.
如果是从前的，那么这个兄弟一定打起来的。
If it is in the past, two brothers would have fight.
但是他因为弄错了，他以为哥哥死，哥哥没有死，所以他哥哥一回来，他马上退位。
So because he thought that his brother has died, but therefore he became king. But when his brother returned, he gave up the throne.
过了几年，他就代表他的哥哥就到了罗马去做大使去。
So after a few years, he became an ambassador to Rome.
因为他的哥哥不大听罗马的话。
Because his brother did not listen to Rome.
所以罗马就希望培植这个弟弟啊，希望能把哥哥给推翻掉。
And so Rome want to establish this younger brother Attalus to overthrow his older brother.
给他很多的条件，他都不答应。
Gave him many good things, but he would not.
那么就是回去了，他们还在那点火，还在那鼓动他。
And even when he went back, and they were still trying to encourage him.
他怎么样也不肯。
He no matter what he will not.
他一直等他的哥哥驾崩了，他死了，然后他才继续做皇帝，做王的。
And only when his brother died, he became king.
所以这个故事就是弟兄相爱的故事。
And this is the story of brother love.
那么，所以呢，后来大家就称这个王 Attalus 叫 Attalus, Philadelphia.
So later on, people call this king Attalus Philadelphia.
所以呢，这个城。那么 Philadelphia 的意思，名字是什么意思呢？就是弟兄相爱。
So therefore, this city was called Philadelphia, and its meaning is the brotherly love.
那非常有意思。
And very interesting.
等到后来菲拉切菲诞生以后
，until Philadelphia was born.
你看见果然它是一个弟兄彼此相爱的教会。
And truly, that church became a church of brotherly love.
后来慢慢你知道，基督教不是变成国教了吗？
And later on, did you not know that Christianity became the official religion?
结果那个教会的特点果然变成那个城里面所有老百姓的特点。
And that church in Philadelphia became
the feature of that church, feature of Philadelphia.
The feature of Philadelphia.
No, 教会那个特点就变成了整所有人里面的人特点。
Okay,
那或者我这样说吧，你既然这个现在基督教变成国教了嘛，你明白吗？
嗯哼。Yeah. And when the Christianity became the official religion.
那么很自然的，你看见现在呢，因为这个教会彼此相爱的那个情形呢，结果就影响了所有在那个城里面的人。
Because of the church in Philadelphia, they love one another, and it has influenced the whole city.
所以这个城有个特点是非常和平的，从非常非常非常非常和平的。
And there's a very special point about this city. It is this city is full of peace. It's very very peaceful.
它一直是那个特点，它从来没有改变过那个特点。
And for a long time, it has that specialty.
所以你看见见证强到一个地步，可以影响整个的社会。
And you see that the testimony in the church is so strong that it will influence the whole city.
那不要忘记了，教会的光景最后应该就是那个整个他周围的人的应该的情形，应该是那个情形才对。
And don't forget the condition of the church should be the condition of the people around it.
所以我们知道说，后来你如果来看菲拉迪教会的情形的话。
So later on, if you look at the condition of Philadelphia,
那的确是弟兄相爱
，and truly is brotherly love.
所以弟兄相爱成了腓立特菲这个城的特点，也成了腓立特菲教会的特点。
And so therefore, this brotherly love became the special point of that city of Philadelphia. Also became the special point of the church in Philadelphia.
那不光如此
，not only so.
你看见说他们有一个特点是什么？
They also have another special point.
那个教会的特点就是经过了半个世纪。
And that special point is after half a century.
你看，以弗所失败了。
You see, Ephesus has failed.
但是主说，你遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
And the Lord says, you have kept my word, and you did not forsake my name.
换句话说，他们忠心到底的一班人。
And In other words, they are people who are faithful to the very end.
他们只有一点的力量。
They only have a little strength.
但是他们遵守主的道，没有弃绝主的名。
But they obey the word of the Lord, and they do not forsake the name of the Lord.
后来在教会历史上果然如此。
And later on in the church history, it's truly like this.
到了十四世纪，还不到十四世纪以前。
Before the 14th century.
整个土耳其都被回教徒拿去了。
The whole of Turkey was captured by the Muslims.
在这个以前是东罗马帝国，不要忘记。
By the Muslims, and before this, this is the Eastern Roman Empire.
那东罗马帝国就是东正教影响所在的范围。
And the Eastern Roman Empire was influenced by the Eastern Orthodox.
你看见这个也是国教，也是个国教，你看得很清，这是东这，但是呢，是以东正教为主的，是 Greek Orthodox 来为主的。
And because yes, the Christianity it is the official religion, but they are influenced by the Eastern Orthodox.
但是因为希腊正教里面充满了许多的偶像。
But because the Greeks are full of idols.
所以呢，你看见神就用回教徒起来对付他们，来审判他们，来接近他们。
So God uses the Muslim to come and cleanse them.
所以你看见整个东罗马帝国后来整个被土耳其席卷掉了。
And so you see that the Eastern Roman Empire was taken away by Turkey.
然后他们到马耳他去，你知道马耳他就是保罗海难的地方。
And so therefore they went to the
Malta. 那个马耳他
is where Paul was shipwrecked.
是很小的 island.
And it is a small island that where Paul shipwrecked.
那一次本来想把马耳他拿下来，然后西西里岛，然后就是罗马。
And they wanted to go to
Malta, to Sicily, and to Italy.
And they want to go to Sicily and Italy.
那这样的话，整个西罗马的西罗马帝国老早没有了，但是整个西欧，整个西欧就完全被拿去了。
If they were successful in that in that campaign, then the whole Western Europe would have been.
那如果那个成功的话
，If it was successful,
我们这些人大概都不会得救。
And all of us probably will not be preached.
因为福音不可能送到中国去的。
Because the gospel will not then preach to China.
因为整个的版图通通是被拿走的。
And because the whole of the
结果没有想到在马耳他。
But we didn't think. But in
整个的局势扭转了。
The whole turning point was there.
所以现在整个的欧洲都感谢马耳他。
So the whole Europe thank Malta.
神好像在那里就说够了。所以你看，整个回教的势力到了最多东罗马、西罗马就没有了。
And therefore, the Muslim their territory went to Eastern Rome Empire, but it stopped at Malta.
那么大家当然想啊，土耳其这个回那个时候回教那个叫奥斯曼帝国是土耳其人建立的帝国。
And because at that time, this Ottoman Empire is established by the Turkish.
那么当然最重要是土耳其了。
And of course, the most important is
土耳其的西边就是小亚细亚嘛。
And because to the west of Turkey is Asia Minor.
如果整个土耳其帝国起来了，你希望你以为说腓特帖菲还有可能存在吗
？And if the whole Roman, the Turkish, Ottoman Empire came up, do you think the Philadelphia can still stand?
结果所有的一个一个城通通沦陷了，剩下最后一个是腓特帖菲。
But city after city has been fallen under the influence, but the last one was Philadelphia.
东罗马帝国的军队一个一个都败了，一个都败了，就是腓特帖菲他们坚持到底。
And all of the armies of Eastern Roman Empire have fallen one city after another.
他们本来应该可以坚持下去的。
But Philadelphia was lasting.
但是东罗马帝国的人嫉妒这些人。
But the Eastern Roman Empire, they were jealous of these people.
他们如果对付土耳其还可以，但是结果呢？你看见有人妒忌他们。
And because they were able to withstand the Turkish, but because there's other people who are jealous of them.
那你看见他们两个联合起来，那最后我们知道说腓特帖菲，我们最后知道说那个腓特帖菲才沦陷，才没有了。
And because of this jealousy, the two enemy will combine forces, and therefore Philadelphia has fallen.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
到了第一次世界大战以后。
After the first World War.
你看土耳其变成一个非宗教的国家，本来所有的这个回教国家都是以回教做国教，但是土耳其不是。
After the first World War, Turkish became a non-religious country because all the Muslim country used Muslim as their official.
所以因着他们向主忠心的缘故。
But because of they are faithful to the Lord.
虽然经过一段很艰难的日子。
Although they have went through a many difficult times.
你看见还有一些基督徒在那里为主做见证。
There were still Christians being testifying to the Lord.
那今天他们有一点的自由, 那是因为神扭转整个的局面, 你看, 因为他不是个完全的国家, 如果完全国家, 根本没有生存的可能。
And because today they still can survive there, it's because a Muslim is not an official religion, so therefore they can survive.
那现在七个教会这些城都到哪里去了?
Now the seven churches, where are all these cities?
以弗所教会的灯台老早被挪走了。The
lampstand of Ephesians has already been taken away long time ago.
你今天到以弗所去，一片的废墟的。If
you go to Ephesus, you all you see is the ruins.
沙迪的教会是一片的废墟，沙迪那个地方已经是一片的废墟。And
Sardis is also a ruin.
现在两座城，两个城，它到现在还一直留着的，一个是士美拿，还有一个就是腓立比。To
now, only two cities remain. One is Smyrna, and the other one is Philadelphia.
当然，推拉还在。Of
course, Tyre is.
但是别加摩还在。Pergamus
is still there.
但如果今天大家去士美拿的话，But
if you go to Smyrna,
你看去年我们到了这个，到我们就在士美拿过夜的。
And last year, we spent our night at Smyrna.
如果你要知道基督徒大部分在哪里的话，那么很多的应该还是在士美拿。
And if you want to find the Christian and want to know where they are, you will find them in Smyrna.
所以如果你来看这个腓立比教会的历史和它的故事的话，So
if you look at the Church of Philadelphia and its history,
你回过头去看，You
turn around to look at
圣灵的的确确能做我们所不能做。
The Holy Spirit truly could do what we could not do.
有的人说，这七个教会现在在哪里呢？
Some people ask, where are these seven churches now?
如果我们知道这个历史的话，
But if we know the history,
在最艰难的环境里面，
In the most difficult time,
你看还有一班主还留下七千人是没有向巴黎屈膝的。
The Lord has reserved 7,000 that has not bent the knee to Baal.
所以主的话是非常非常准确的。
So the Lord's word is very, very accurate.
我们知道，所以那么尤其讲到你讲到遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。Especially
when you're talking about you keeping my commandment and you did not forsake my name.
即便在现在最艰难的环境底下，no matter
if it is in the most difficult time.
你看见有的人在腓立比，有的人我说今天的腓立比啊，腓立比，还有的人在今天的士美拿。
And there are some people in Philadelphia, and there are some people in Smyrna today.
他们的的确确是向主忠心的。And
they were people who were faithful to the Lord.
但是感谢主。And
we thank the Lord.
圣经不光给我们看见腓立比是第一世纪就有的。And
the Bible did not show us that Philadelphia exists in the first century.
而且他们见证一直维持下去。And
then their testimony continue on.
这个历史可以做见证。And
this is the history can give us testimony.
但是更重要的。
But more importantly,
这七个教会乃是代表性的。
And these seven churches are representation.
从历史上我们能够得着安慰。
From history, we can be comforted.
所以如果今天我们向主忠心的话，
Today, if we are faithful to the Lord,
你看同样的，
All,
神要做同样的工作。
Also, God will do the same work.
那要紧就是我们要问， 那个秘诀在什么地方？
And we need to ask, where is the secret?
所以我们就趁着这， 我们还有两次， 我们大家一同来复习一下。
And we have these two more times that we will gather, we will examine that.
我相信大家都明白了，都知道了。
I think brothers and sisters know, and you understand.
但愿我们能复习一下。And
maybe we can review a little bit.
能给我们一些属灵的帮助。That
we can have some spiritual help.
我们低头一些祷告。Let's
bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你的手里。Lord,
we give these words humbly to you.
但愿圣灵在这里工作。May
the Holy Spirit work here.
对我们每一个人说话。Speak
to each one of us.
叫我们下垂的手、发酸的腿再一次能够得着鼓舞。So
that our limbs, our waiting hand and our sore feet will be encouraged.
叫我们能够起来跟随你。So
that we can rise up and follow you.
讨你自己的喜悦。That
we can be pleasing to you.
但愿我们看见不止个人有路，教会也有路。
Not only that we have ways for the individual, also have ways for the corporate.
我们愿意靠你的恩典走在你喜悦的道路上。By
your grace, we want to walk in the way that's pleasing to you.
听我们的祷告。Please
hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。In
the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.